Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Couldn't figure out a more fitting way to open up the show today than I'm coming home. John Michael Ozzy Osbourne, deceased today at 76, born December 3rd, 1948, passed on today. Ozzy Osbourne, a musical icon. And looking into his life, which it's a shame that it takes something like this to really look into the young man and then man he was, who earned every single thing that he has in life. And looking at his early life, it's just astounding to the levels he rose to, not only in music, but as a person. You know, he was born in... Born to a mother and father. The mother worked in a factory. The father was a toolmaker at General Electric Company. He was born and raised in Aston, Birmingham, in England. He had three older sisters and two younger brothers. He earned the nickname Ozzy early on as a child. But again, his given name is John Michael Ozzy Osbourne. He... grew up in a small two-bedroom home. He dealt with dyslexia as a child in school. At the age of 11, he suffered a sexual abuse from school bullies, and he attempted suicide multiple times as a teenager. He left school at the age of 15, was employed as a construction site laborer, trainee plumber, apprentice toolmaker, car factory, horn tuner, and slaughterhouse worker. At the age of 17, he was convicted of robbing a clothing store, but was unable to pay the fine upon his conviction. His father, in a matter of tough love, refused to pay it in order to teach him a lesson, resulting in him spending 6 weeks in the Winson Green prison as a 17-year-old. At prison, he participated in some plays, and hearing the first single of the Beatles at age 14, he became a fan of the band and created... that had created their 1963 song, She Loves You, inspired him to become a musician. And his life is history from there. Did his stint, came out, started to become a musician in through multiple bands, ended up getting into Black Sabbath, which needs no introduction. And then his solo career after that. It's truly a loss to the musical world. He was no doubt a character, no doubt beat to his own drum, from the Prince of Darkness to his reality TV show with his family. It's an incredible loss to the music industry, and he just, Jake, when was his concert? He just had a concert that they say, you know, he kind of struggled through, but he definitely gave it his all.
It was July 5th.
July 5th.
Back to the beginning. Fittingly, in Birmingham, himself and Black Sabbath. And there were so many others that performed as well. I mean, we could go through the list. That would take all day. But Ozzy has battled Parkinson's, a form of Parkinson's, for close to 6 years now, I believe. And it was heart-wrenching. That rendition of Mama, I'm Coming Home. And, you know, it's... The way I look at it, Rob, and Kelly and I, we watched bits and pieces of that concert that night, and like we both agreed, and I said, I'm like, he doesn't look good, and I said it, I honestly don't know how much time he has left, and I'm glad that he was able to go out on his own terms. And like a lot of people have talked about on social media over the past 2.5 weeks, ever since that performance, and especially that performance of Mama, I'm Coming Home. But in some ways, I guess you could say he was kind of attending his own funeral, just didn't know it. Like that's the way that he wanted to be remembered. And I'm glad that he was given that opportunity to perform one last time, fittingly, where it all began back in the day. And the other person that I definitely want to mention, his wife, Sharon. Sharon was an absolute godsend to Ozzy. Obviously, the struggles that he had in the 70s with addiction, whether it was drugs, whether it was alcohol, obviously getting fired from Black Sabbath in 1979. And Sharon, as I said, she was a godsend. And they were lucky enough to have 43 years of marriage. They just celebrated 43 years of marriage on the 4th of July.
July 4th, 1982. Yes.
So he could remember it. And I loved watching the Osbournes when I was growing up, and I still remember. And oddly enough, a couple weeks ago on Tubi, reruns of the Osbournes had appeared, and Kelly and I have been watching them religiously over the past couple of weeks. And definitely one of my favorite artists, and definitely heartbroken, definitely teared up during Mama, I'm Coming Home. But at the same time, you look at Black Sabbath and you look at that solo career that he had afterwards, the early 80s, like I talked about, when he married Sharon. And then, of course, when Amy, Kelly, Jack, when their children came along. And also the other thing that comes to mind with 1982 and how much of a heartbreaking moment that was when Randy Rhoads was lost in that plane crash. So he and Randy, they're together again.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are indeed. So I gave free rein to Jake during the show today for the bumper music for the rest of the show. So I think you guys know what to expect. And Jake, let him have it when it's time.
Oh, definitely.
It's just looking at some text messages coming in that Paul Dallas... Ozzy was a working class hero. Birmingham in 1969 is parallel to the Wyoming Valley going through deindustrialization. He was a provocative, appreciative. Black Sabbath and Ozzy, legends, my favorite time, all-time band. And so, the you can send in your messages via text messages. You can call in. We're going to get to the regular news today. This was just breaking towards the end of Sue Henry's show. So, went and looked at a couple stories that popped up, and just as I walked in the studio, I just pointed at Jake as I walked by his open door, and I said, "Mom, I'm coming home," in its entirety right after the opening of the show. Got two thumbs up, and that was the end of that. So, and if you saw Jake through the window here that we have to look at each other, he was there with both devil horns up in the air at the end of that.
Got that right.
The end of that song. So fitting intro to our show. And
we'll have to see what we end with.
Exit to one of the greatest rock icons that will ever live, one of the greatest performers that will ever live, and he will go down in the icons of infamy when it comes to rock music, no doubt. It's 3:20 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. Everyone's mission, if you choose to accept it, is to crank that song up as loud as you can on your way home from work today. Simple as that. Get those windows down, crank it up. Let everybody around you know what time it is. Simple as that. It's 3:23 here, 78 degrees on this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. Let's go to the phone. We have Chad from Springbrook. Chad.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
What an amazing freaking concert. I was there to hear the news this afternoon. Very emotional about the whole thing. It took me right back to being at the concert. I got to go with my son, who thankfully appreciated the music, and it was just, it was gut-wrenching, absolutely gut-wrenching.
Chad, how old is your son that you went to the concert with?
22.
Wow, and appreciated everything about it, right? That's great.
He really did, and I will tell you that the surprise performance for me was Youngblood playing Changes, which, wasn't a huge Black Sabbath hit, but certainly on the ballad side, and Youngblood killed it, and it's been the only live song on release so far from the concert. I know you can get it on Spotify. It's unbelievable.
Jake, let's see if we can come up with that. Yeah, we're going to look to see if we can get it on there, too. But how was the environment there? To bring us into the concert. It's incredible that you were there.
We planned for months in advance. We were obviously hoping he would make it through, which he did. I personally, the weather was perfect. The environment in his hometown, in a football stadium over there, just absolutely unbelievable. Everybody was so in love with the music. Everybody was high-fiving each other. It was just, it was emotional right from the get-go and walking in. It was unbelievable, fantastic.
I hope you still have the ticket stubs or the tickets to this event that you can now frame.
Yeah, we have some, well, they're digital, but it was a little different when you're going to a concert over in the UK. So it was a little bit different of a process, but I remember waking up at 5 a.m. No, actually, I think it was earlier. I think it was like 4 a.m. our time, 9 a.m. their time when the tickets went on sale, and I got like the last two in our section, and my son and I were just ecstatic. We're like, I can't believe we got tickets to this thing. And we're big Metallica fans, so that was how the whole conversation started. Hey, they're going to be part of this. And I kind of grew up more to Ozzy than Black Sabbath, but I just absolutely fan. The lineup there and the surprise guests, the Sammy Hagars, the Steven Tylers coming in, you know, these guys coming in doing a drum off with Chad Smith, and I can't even explain. If you look at setlist.com, the surprise guests that came in to support Ozzy and Black Sabbath were fun. It was 10 hours straight of this. You couldn't leave your seat.
Wow, just an incredible experience. And it's great that you were able to share that with your son. I remember taking my dad to a Rush concert, and my dad was a big band jazz drummer, but loved Rush when we went to go see it, and fell in love with Neil Peart when you know, after the concert there. So you're bringing me back to a time with my own dad.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And to see some of these bands that were, you know, maybe on my bucket list to see, and my son appreciate, you know, what they brought to the table. But everybody, every single band that was there, it was not about them. They did a couple of their own songs, and then they would do either a Black Sabbath or an Ozzy rendition. Fantastic. Even Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, they did Perry Mason. I mean, it didn't matter, male, female. They were fantastic the whole day.
Incredible. Did any band stick out for you, and looking back at it now?
I thought that Lamb of God, who I had not seen in person, was really, really good. But I think Slayer had done a couple of good Black Sabbath tunes, if I remember correctly. And, you know, they were just, I had never seen them in person either. So to see them do their original music and then pop right into, you know, an Ozzy or Black Sabbath hit was really good. But honestly, the sound was really good. I know there's some criticisms online, and I'm part of some Facebook groups because I went to the concert, but it was really fantastic. Weather was perfect. I thought the volume and everything was perfect, and I really hope, there's a rumor that they're coming out with the full live CD in 2026, and I certainly hope they do.
Yeah, no doubt. And you said the whole thing was about 10 hours long, huh?
Yeah, we started at 1 p.m. in the afternoon their time, and we didn't finish until 11-ish p.m. when, you know, Black Sabbath did their final couple of songs. It was, I mean, and the organization, how they did it from band to band was incredible. Rolling out the drum kit, having the curtain up. I mean, we got to see a lot of that in between, and maybe 10, 15 minutes in between each band, if that. I mean, it was clockwork. Whoever put this together, whether it was Sharon or a group of people, should be commended. And I'm sure that did not come through on the live stream to the same degree. It was pretty incredible being there in person.
I really appreciate you sharing this with us, Chad. It was a great, sounded like a great experience, and it'll be a memory that your son and you carry for the rest of your lives. You know, you were at Ozzy's last concert, a dedication to him.
Listen, I only called up because people in the area that are fans really need to tune in if anything gets released, because the live music, and the only one that I know of right now is Youngblood, and there's some other stuff on YouTube that was bootleg, but Spotify, I think, has the only one that was officially released, and this stuff is incredible. If you're a fan of any of these bands and you get your hands on any of the stuff that was there, remake of Ozzy or Black Sabbath, you got to listen to it.
All right, Chad, I appreciate you sharing that with the listeners today, and thanks for your experience.
Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.